Welcome to the Parental Guidance Podcast.
Howdy.
Hey.
I'm not sure why I went all Southern, but there you go.
It's okay. And today we are going to review Kipo and the Age of the Wonder Beast.
That's right. On Netflix, new series that just came out.
A new Netflix DreamWorks.
Another Netflix DreamWorks. My goodness, I swear they're having so many children together.
Yeah. And most of them are good.
Most of them are good.
I will give them that. There's only a very few of those that...
I've had a couple misses, but for the most part, they're not doing well.
But they're not big misses.
No.
They're like, I'd watch that if my kid wanted to watch it, you know.
Yeah, I would say one of the bigger misses we just did was Fast and Furious Spy Racers, which... was just okay,
yeah,
but kids would like it.
Yeah, and that's still something that you could watch with your kids.
Yeah, it wouldn't be torturous.
It wouldn't be torturous, you know.
It wouldn't be the rabbits.
For the most part, DreamWorks does an excellent job. And this one, credit to their animation team, Fast and the Furious, I'm sorry they skimped on yours.
Yeah.
Or they just only allowed you guys to do cars and explosions.
Everything looks great except for the sinking of mouths to, you know,
yeah, they gave them, they just were like, okay, so we're going to give you the Michael Bay budget and just figure everything else out with the mouths and faces.
Everything's going to be great except
we're
going to
give you
people.
So much explosions, so many cars, so many sounds. And then they're like, what about the faces? They're like, psh, people don't watch faces.
People don't care. The characters don't.
They watch this
they're
for
secondary.
Cars, which is true. People are probably watching that for cars. Now, anyway, back to this review. Kipo and the Age of the Wonder Beast, I thought it was a delight.
Now, I'm just going to jump in real quick. I gave it 4.5 scoops for kiddos, and then I gave it 4 cups of coffee for the parents. So I actually was very entertained with it. If anybody is familiar with the show Adventure Time, and it's just bizarre world, similar to that, not quite as bizarre, but pretty bizarre. Talking frogs in suits. Giant birds, bumblebees that have disco light butts. I mean, it is a bizarre, just entertaining world that, I mean, again, 4.5 scoops. I think kids are going to watch it. They're going to enjoy all the crazy little critters and it keeps a pretty good pace. It's not slow, you know?
No,
it keeps a good pace.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. And the characters are good and, very interesting. Curious world, to say the least.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun when you have somebody just come up with a new world like this, and they just bring you in right away. And I love it when they can bring you in very quickly without having to do like a backstory or this is what happened or this is the year. All of the like tricks that, you know, some writers do to like give you clues, but in like very obvious ways. I like when they can just immerse you and you're like, wow, I accept this.
Yeah. I mean, initially, you're not sure, are we in some, you know, new, some different kind of world? And you, I mean, it's just, it's our world, just in the future.
You find out. Yeah. And so.
That's all I know for the moment, but.
Yeah. And I would just be in lockstep with you. I thought it was very enjoyable. This is one of those ones where it's a 4 for adults, and it's one where I can just see myself watching it. And if I had a nephew or niece that wanted to binge watch this with me, I wouldn't a heartbeat. For kids, obviously, it's a 4.5. And this is just, it's a good anime. Mm-hmm. And this one is anime without all of the quirks and kinks that get most people off anime.
Which is for me to give 4.5 and a 4 on anything anime based.
Giant. Now, I am someone who loves, I mean, I'm not like diehard anime, but I'm not turned off by it either. And I've watched a few different series. Anime series, you know, and I really enjoyed them, but sometimes they do that really over the top, head is exploding, faces get giant, or like so many of the other just different like anime tropes.
Mm-hmm.
This one does not do those. This one also, as Jason said to me earlier, it's in sync with the talking because it's made for English. It's not made for Japanese and then translated to English.
Yeah.
So the animation is on point for English viewers. And I thought that was really well done.
Yeah.
And the voice acting is spectacular.
Karen Fukuhara, she was in Suicide Squad. She played Katana in Suicide Squad. For those who have seen The Boys, she was
the female of the species.
She was also Glimmer in She-Ra. which we reviewed Shira. Yeah. She also voiced Glimmer in that one. But she does an absolutely fantastic job of bringing... So you've got Kipo as the main character, and she's just this adorable, lovable...
Naive.
Very naive, very upbeat, positive, you know, type of character. And she voices her perfectly. Mm-hmm. You know, she just...
And then, you know, there's other... The other characters are really good, and I like their casting as well. But, man, one of my favorite voices is Dion Cole. And Dion Cole, I've told you about Black-ish before. Black-ish is a very funny show, and Dion Cole is a recurring character in that. And the way this man speaks is just so delightful, and it's just... it's just different. Mm-hmm. You know when you just have someone like Morgan Freeman, like Christopher Walken, you know, someone who just has a completely different way of
very
saying
unique,
things.
But not unique in an annoying way, but just unique and just kind of...
Yeah. Yeah. Jack Nicholson, you know, where you're like, I instantly know this is that person. And you're like, I never will find myself using that kind of canter in my own speech or that kind of... But when I hear it... I love it. And so Dion Cole is just so funny. He's the voice of Dave, and man, you're going to love him.
Yeah, Dave's a very interesting bug who is constantly going from pupa to adolescent bug to adult bug to dead to right back to very... just bizarre.
Very, very fun.
The easiest way to describe it is it's a bizarre world with, I mean... I'm interested to see what other kind of characters come out.
And to give you guys the kind of basis of what this is. Mm-hmm. So Kipo's the main character,
yes.
And she's from the underground, and that's where she's lived her whole life, and all of a sudden she's forced out into the above ground, where most of us live, you know, above ground Earth, and she has to, you know, slowly find her way about. And it's kind of one of those post-apocalyptic things where you were underground and that's where your society moved. And then, you know, hundreds of years later, you're like, oh, so this is what's above ground.
Mm-hmm.
And above ground is also scary, but it's also fascinating. It's delightful. And she slowly finds different people that she has to interact with. Or like Jason was saying, frogs or bumblebees.
A six-legged, four-eyed blue pig.
Or giant rabbits, mega rabbits, whatever they're... Mega bunnies.
Mega bunnies, five-eared, six-toed.
Yeah, so just it's one of those shows where you're just going to enjoy watching Kipo discover things. But also you're going to love the interaction where you get this naive underground person who's had a good life all of a sudden thrown into this crazy world up above ground.
She's just fascinated with everything.
Where all of them are very gritty and tough and fight for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And Kipo's like, I want to be friends with everyone. And it's fun character development. I'm sure Kipo's going to have to learn some really hard lessons. And then the other people are also learning like sincerity and learning how to give grace and how to like forgive or when to actually stop being selfish and be selfish. And it's very, very, very interesting. I think there's some good deep messages and there's some fun characters and they're good young characters for your own kids to watch.
The easiest way to sum up Kipo to me is when she first meets this six-legged, four-eyed blue pig, it runs off scared and she says, "You can run, but I will find you and I will pet you." That's Kipo. She just wants to explore everything. She wants to pet the creatures and it's a fun show.
It's like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
Like Buddy the Elf meets New York.
Yeah.
Is like Kipo meets, you know, the Age of the Wonder Beasts. You know, Kipo meets actual above ground Earth is Buddy the Elf meeting New York. He's like, well, this doesn't smell right. This doesn't taste right. What's going on?
You're not Santa.
Exactly. So yeah, just like Buddy the Elf had to evolve and grow, but still stayed himself and was hilarious to watch. That's Kipo.
Well, depending on where they go with it and how it progresses, at the moment, I would say three episodes in that they've got a pretty decent hit on their hands.
I think
they
do,
too. And one
that
kids will enjoy. And parents as well.
And DreamWorks is doing a great job at keeping series going.
Mm-hmm.
Their Netflix series continue to churn out new seasons and new stories, and they continue to grow characters, move the plot forward. So if this is another one of them, you know, look forward to 3, 5, 7 seasons of Kipo.
Yeah. Works for me.
Cool. So anyway, it's a 4 for adults, 4.5 scoops of delicious rainbow sprinkled ice cream.
Yes, all kinds of crazy stuff in this ice cream. Like if, when I take my son to Minchie's and gets the frozen yogurt and he puts all kinds of crazy stuff on there, that's literally
that,
keto.
That is what this is, and it and somehow works really well. So anyway.
Age of Wonder Beasts.
Yep. Keepo and the Age of Wonder Beasts, available on Netflix. As always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jason. We got you back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @the_PGPod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at Parental Guidance Podcast, all together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got you back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter @SilverBadgerPro.